Those worries center on the plan's implementation at both the state and federal level. Otten Raylene is executive director for the Delaware Campaign for Achievement Now. He's concerned Delaware's ESSA updates are just an exercise in compliance.
Is this just a nice document, and all the work, the time that was spent getting feedback from people, is this just, you know, what they need to do to get approval from the U.S. Department of Education, or are we really serious about getting to a place where we're closing the achievement gap?
When the feds sent Delaware's plan back in June, they said the state's goals weren't ambitious enough. But Rodel Foundation President and CEO Paul Herdman says even with changes, there aren't federal regulations in place to enforce such a standard.
But just from a legal perspective, because the federal government didn't really put any parameters around what ambitious looks like, it's really up to the states to determine that.
The Obama administration released proposed regulations in May of 2016 and again last November after public input, but the Trump administration hasn't approved them. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.